This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC-FM 90.3 Albany, WRUN-FM 90.3 Remsen Utica, WAMK 90.9 Kingston, WOSR 91.7 Middletown, WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington, WAMC-AM 1400 Albany, and online at WAMC.org.
Hi, I'm Alan.
I'm Ray.
You're the volunteer! Hey, it's been a terrific fun drive already. The thing that always occurs to me is that if we decide as a community that we're going to do it, we do it. And I can tell you right now, because we're going to have a drum roll, what the amount is. Drum roll! Raymond Graff.
So far in the fund drive, we have raised $243,110.
That is really terrific. This fund drive will be over when it's over. We know a couple of things, everybody. We know, number one, that this giant piece of ice fell down off the top of the tower on top of Mount Greylock and hit the antenna, and it needs to be replaced. And as we speak, if we can give them the nod, if we can say, go ahead and fix the thing, fix the antenna, they can do it. And they're waiting, they're standing by with bated breath, just waiting to know whether or not we have raised the money that is necessary to fix the antenna on Mount Greylock. That's number one. So if you've been experiencing snap, crackle, and pop, or what we call multipath in the radio biz, then you'll know that we're going to improve it greatly. That signal will be pristine, but only when we make this. Now, we all know that we don't finish it until it's done. Everybody knows that. This is a labor that we believe in. We love you. We trust you. We know you'll be there, and you will. So that's number one. Number two, this is an extraordinary morning, and we're going to tell you why. Volunteers, do not take any calls until I tell you, because I want to give everybody an equal chance here.
Yeah.
What we have here is only 300 of these. 300 of them. And as you all know, there was a magic night recently. It was John Pizzarelli and Bucky Pizzarelli. No backup, no band, just the two of these geniuses. And anyone who was there that night knows that there wasn't a seat in the Linda Norris Auditorium. You know, these guys can fill up the egg, and they can fill up this and that, but they did it for us, and they did it for the last fund drive. And we gave away all of those seats, and there wasn't a seat to be found in the place. It was really jumping. And Bucky and John got up on that stage, and they were phenomenal. They were as good as I have ever heard any musicians. We were very lucky because Bob Norris was sitting next to me. Bob and his wonderful wife, Marianne, and they were sitting next to me. And of course, Bob's was the guy who was responsible mainly for coming up with the lion's share of the money through the Lennox Foundation for the Linda Norris Auditorium. And he couldn't get over what he was seeing that night. I was looking around the room, and people were just misty-eyed. It was such an incredible performance. And everybody was saying, and by the way, they sold every CD that they came with, and it was just one of those nights. It was one of those nights like the night with Natalie Merchant when she came to the Linda, and everybody remembered. Were you there for the Pizzarelli? It was unbelievable. Anybody who was there just went away and said, this is a life changer. This is an experience you'll never have. Bucky Pizzarelli is one of the cutest men you'll ever see. John Pizzarelli is cute in the way that women would say, that guy's really hot, he's really cute. But Bucky Pizzarelli, well, he's in his 80s. I think he's 84. And he is one of the greatest jazz musicians who has ever lived. And he came up here for nothing to do this for WAMC along with John. And they sat down, and what a night it was. These guys are so generous. So here's what we have this morning. Oh, and I got to tell you about Bucky one more moment. I kept looking at Bucky Pizzarelli and saying, and he would smile. And when Bucky Pizzarelli looked at that audience and smiled, everybody's heart just melted. Because what a musician. What a talent. What a great man. And I kept saying, I know this guy. Where is he? Where do I know him from? Where do I know him from? And then I realized he was Lieutenant Tragg from Perry Mason. You remember the old Perry Mason series and the lieutenant, the gray-haired lieutenant, little guy who was always giving Perry a hard time? That's who he looked like, Lieutenant Tragg. He was just great. Maybe a little like Doc from Gunsmoke. But when he started to play in John Pizzarelli, I don't know who's better, to be honest with you. Bucky Pizzarelli is a legend. John Pizzarelli, of course, Radio Deluxe, which this radio station plays. And he said on the stage that most of his mail, from all the stations they're on, most of his mail comes from here, which I thought was fascinating. And he was wonderful. Then he made an offer which we could not refuse. He said, go ahead and use this concert and give it away. I'll give you 300 of these to do. So we have these, and they are... And by the way, people have been calling up for days now during the fund drive, the last 2 days, and saying, can I have the Pizzarelli CD? And we've been saying, wait, just wait. Wait until that magic moment so everybody has an equal chance to get it. Okay, I know, everybody, that you're going to want to hear one of the most magical evenings that we have ever seen at the Linda Norris Auditorium, John and Bucky Pizzarelli alone. You had to hear the intricate guitar work that those guys were doing. You know, I've tried to play the guitar all my life, and you look at them and you say, in a million years I could never do that. I could never come close. And they would go back and forth, and they would weave in and out, and it was magical, absolutely magical. And so now we only have 300 of them. They're going to go out as fast as could be. There will be people who will be calling us up and saying, I didn't get mine, and you're terrible, and the rest of it. I'm telling you now that at this time of the morning, and that's why we're starting it so early, the only time you're going to be able to get them, I bet they'll be out in no time at all. We have about 300 of them, and this is the moment that many of you have been waiting for. John and Bucky Pizzarelli, one of the greatest performances I have ever heard in my life. I know that you will feel the same way. I know I told everybody not to call, but I'm going to... It's like the Old West, you know, when they did the... Everybody lined up and they did the land rush, and all the wagons were ready, remember, in all those old films? So now get your wagon ready, and don't go till I tell you to. But when I count to five, I am going to... Listen, and I would bet you that every phone in this place, unless somebody's really missing a bet. Now, why do we do it? We do it because it's going to be our fund drive. It's going to be the Pizzarelli's generosity in doing this performance. And then, by the way, they sell CDs, and then allowing us to do this. It's really incredible. What? Tell them no. Tell them no. Tell them they have to wait. Okay. That's it. And I'm telling you now that everybody's going to get an equal chance at these. Now, if you were there, you're going to want it. So there were you know, almost 250 people sitting in that packed auditorium, and every one of them is going to want one because they were coming up to me and saying, is this going to be available as a premium? And John and Bucky said yes. Extraordinary. So we have an opportunity. Now, we'll play you just... Do we have a small bit that we can just play yet? Is that done? Not yet? Yes? Just one tiny bit? Yeah. No. Okay. Okay. They're being cut up so we can play them now. You can start with cut number one. It runs a long time, and we'll use it as an underlayment, okay? And let's just start it, okay? Okay, now I'm going to count to five. And at five, anybody who wants it can get them. There are only 300, and that's it. First of all, 1-800-323-9262. Do we have the banter in the very beginning when they come out? No, we don't have that. Okay. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. John and Bucky Pizzarelli, it's as good as anything you'll ever hear in your whole life. You know, Ray Graff, you're a great jazz aficionado, and you know what these guys are, don't you?
I wish I was there for this.
Yeah, well, I wish you were there, too. 1-800-323-9262. Go ahead and call. There are only 300 of them, and that's it. 1-800-323-9262. $100 or more, please. Okay, everybody's going to be on a phone, or somebody is missing a bet. 1-800-323-9262. We need to raise $50,000 this morning to keep this fund drive on track, and we can do it. 1-800-32. There's only 300 of them, and CJ, will you make sure that we don't give out more than we have? Okay. 1-800-32. CJ. CJ's nickname. CJ. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Bob, you too. I want you to be careful. Coordinate. There are only 300 of them. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five gone. Five gone already. 1-800-323-9262. That leaves 295. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Let's just sit back and listen to Littles. Doesn't get any better than these guys. Back the other one, the other one, back the other one. You had to be there. Just see the infectious enthusiasm of everybody in the place who thought that they were seeing something there. It's just so extraordinary that they would never see anything like it again in their lives. It's like the weavers at Carnegie Hall. You know, Carnegie Hall holds how many thousands, couple thousand yeah. people. 100,000 people said they were there.
Even the great ones will tell you on some nights,
yeah.
There's a magic, there's something that they can't even define. So this was one of those nights.
This was one of those nights, Randy. It was unbelievable. Okay, now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 10 gone. 10 gone. 290 left. 1-800-323-9262. 10 gone. 290 left. 1-800-323. Okay, 11 gone. 1-800-323-9262. John and Bucky Pizzarelli.
Bucky, one of the great rhythm guitar. I mean, he's backed up Sinatra and everybody else in his time. So the two of these guys together.
Yeah, well, and what affection between the two men. Anonymous from Kutsaki. Thank you, Anonymous. Getting it. Okay. And thank you to James Williams of Charlemont, Massachusetts. Getting it. Some people just know what's good in this life. By the way, this is something that you'll will to your children. It's something that is just extraordinary. And thank you to Anonymous from Voorheesville, getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert CD. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, 20 gone now. 20 gone. 1-800-323-9262.
How great it must be for John to be able to play with his dad and make such great music. I mean, part of the magic is that these guys love each other. And there they are on the stage, and they're making this top-level music.
Somebody looked at me and said, and they're not, there's not a competitive bone in their bodies,
right.
By the way. Somebody near me looked around and said, John's lucky to be able to play with somebody who can play that well. And I said,
yeah.
Don't be so sure that the student hasn't passed the papa. 1-800-323-9262. Daniel Rosen of Springfield Center, New York. Alan's a genius. Listen to BBC at 4 a.m. when he can't sleep. Really appreciates everything. Annette Laval of Woodstock, New York, getting the CD. And Beth Francis of Chester, New York. Alan, Beth, and Shelby love all the programming. Really excited to get the CD. And Beth, you should be. And I'll tell you, there's going to be nothing like it ever again. These are just these two geniuses sitting there together, weaving in and out, creating this incredible music and this incredible moment. You really, if you weren't lucky enough to be there, if you were there, of course you're going to want it, but if you weren't there, I'm telling you, it's like the Weavers at Carnegie Hall. It's a record that gets made once and will never, ever be made again. 1-800-323-9262. Beth, you're wonderful to call. Beth from Chester. Thank you, Beth. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, just so everybody knows, you're listening to John and Bucky Pizzarelli and a benefit at the Linda Norris Auditorium at the Linda. 1-800-323-9262. And it is something like you'll never hear again. Let's bring it up a little bit and play a little bit. 1-800-323-9262. Taco of Delancey. Cool. And by the way, the audience just couldn't get enough, and they would burst into applause spontaneously if a particularly good riff. I'll tell you, it was unbelievable. Tom Wojcik of Boston Spa, New York. Keep up the good work. Anonymous from Steventown, the only one in America. It's the Pizzarelli benefit. How many we got left? 280 left. 1-800-323-9262. 280 left.
No rhythm section. These guys rock it. It's
yeah,
great.
No, they're wonderful. He said his father and he had a tremendous conversation coming up the thruway. The father said, turn on the Yankee game. Lorraine Schultz of Lenox, Massachusetts, loves Radio Deluxe and the opera. Anybody who loves Radio Deluxe, this is a great time to show. 1-800-323-9. Listen to that audience. You know, in these cuts, we cut down the audience. Sometimes the audience, it seemed like they were applauding for 10 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from New Hampton, your show is just absolutely terrific. It's one of a kind. And Anonymous from Kingston, New York. Ellen DeNolfo of Queensbury, New York, listens all the time. 1-800-323-9262.
It's been a long, long time. I always go by the first line of the song, but it's called It's Been a Long, Long Time and Don't Take Your Love From Me, one of our tried and true medleys, of which we have many that we will play throughout the afternoon. And we actually made a list, which is one of the first times in the 30 years I've been playing with my father. We've made a list, so we're on our part tonight. It's going to be hot. You didn't miss much. Just show them how Tangerine went. They just got it. It's all right. We played it much faster, but it was okay. You didn't miss anything. As long as you got your wine, you're all right. This is Bucky Pizzarelli, the father, and his youthful ward, Robin. This next two songs that my father wanted to play together because they were theme songs for two bands, one for the Jimmy Dorsey Band, correct, and the other for Claude Thornhill. And in our lengthy discussion on the ride up, which started with "Put on the Yankee game," he said I should explain that we're going to play the entire themes of these two bands. One is called Contrasts, and the other Snowfall. And usually, when they were done on the radio, this is apropos of being on the radio, was we're at a radio station, and we thought this is genius. The idea that they only played how many, a couple of seconds, and that's right, it was all over. See, that's the conversation you get in the car. But he wanted to say that, you know, usually they would it was the themes. What cigarette did Jimmy Dorsey sponsor? Did they have a cigarette sponsor? Glenn was so was Woman Row, wasn't it? Camel Caravan, and so it's always nice to plug cigarettes on the radio. Frank was Lucky Strike. There you go. So there we have Lucky Strikes, Camels, and Chesterfields. And we are marijuana.
Don't.
<Dope. laughs>
Oh, it's pretty good. You see, this is good stuff. Write that down. Write that down. So here are the two theme songs I'd like to play for you, Contrast and Snowfall. And Contrast is from our one of our CDs. We have three CDs available. And please, we need gas money for the ride home. We encourage you to buy in bulk, and more about that as we continue. So here is Contrast. I give you the East West.
So that's John Pizzarelli and this magic night that we all experience. In case you're just joining us, we only have 300 of these, and when they're done, they're done. And they're going fast. Anonymous from Albany, New York. Loves everything the station offers. Radio Deluxe, Prairie Home Companion. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Claire Baldwin of Belchertown, Massachusetts. First, I want to thank the volunteers for coming in so early. Secondly, I want to appreciate the diversity of the programming. Okay, are we sure that this one does not want... Yes, okay, thank you very much. Okay, that's great. Michelle Abraham of Cornwall-on-Hudson, New York. Michelle and Ed from Cornwall-on-Hudson pledging for the station and the CD. And Lois Barber of Amherst, Massachusetts, loves AR Roundtable Radio Deluxe. And Cheryl Mugno of West Sand Lake, New York, loves the station, wants a Trader Joe's in the Capital Region. Eric and Karen Horgan of Sprakers, New York, loves the station. Keep up the great work. And Linda and Mark Moriarty of Highland, New York, really enjoys Bob Edwards and thanks for all the hard work. And is getting the Pizzarelli CD as almost all of these people are. Anonymous from Kingston, New York, likes Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Radio Lab, and all the news programs. Ladies and gentlemen, we have how many? We've now given out, I think about 20. 1-800-323-9225. 1-800-323-9262. Now, somebody called and wanted to know if there are still seats on the bus. We're up to the third bus going down to the rally. Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Albany, New York. Thank you, Anonymous. Janice Mansfield of Niskayu, New York, did it over the internet and is going to the rally to restore sanity. I would like to go on the bus trip to the Rally for Sanity. I enjoy, as it happens, Selected Shorts Academic Minute to talk with lectures and alternative radio, among others. Many thanks for all the great programming you provide. And if you're going to go on the Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington with the great John Stewart, and WMC is going to be doing a thing down there, then get on the bus and let us know. Okay, so...
this is the edited version Stacy just brought in.
I got it. Okay, so what are we doing here this morning, Ray? Why don't you explain it?
Well, there was a magical night, September 19th, John and Bucky Pizzarelli at the Linda, which is the perfect spot for an intimate show like this. No rhythm section, no horns, just the father and son playing the guitar. And I wasn't there, you were there, but apparently it's just a magical night.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean, you know, it was one of those, you know... You may remember five concerts in your whole life out of all you went to, and you'll remember it, and you sat there with your mouth open, and you watched these two guys trading riffs and going back and forth. And
that's the perfect venue for that, too. An intimate setting, and John, I think, loves playing at the Linda.
Yeah.
And it was great. He brought his father up and just listened to it.
Okay.
So they said we could give some of the CDs away, which you can't buy.
No, incredible generosity. You won't be able to buy these anywhere, ever. This is just here and in this magical moment. And, you know, I've heard many of John Pizzarelli's CDs, but I've never heard anything. I mean this, anything like this. It's really magic. Okay, 1-800-323-9262. And while they last, and they won't last that long, I can tell you that right now. No two ways about it. Okay, so this morning, we started needing $50,000. We now need $47,730 to set an all-time record for a Wednesday, and I'm asking you to. Here's why. We need to replace the antenna on top of Mount Greylock. There's no two ways about it. The signal has degraded. We can get it back to snuff, but we're going to need everybody's help. You know, in the past years, things like have happened, like the tower fell down one time, and we had to put the tower back up, and then one time, and we've had lots of emergencies, and we've all lived through them together. But this is really quite an emergency. We have to replace it. We can't give them the signal unless we have the money. It's that simple. Dave Bolas of Philmont, New York, wants Ward Stone and Lay Show. Harry Shear back, loves the 1 p.m. show slot.
Well, Ward is back.
Well, Ward is back around 7 o'clock on Fridays, yep. And then again at noon.
During the midday.
And more people are hearing him now than ever before because of where he is. It's an abbreviated segment, but the fact of the matter is it's Ward. 1-800-323-9262. It is our station. We all made it together. It's that simple. When it started, and it started hard, the Albany Medical College had to give it up, hence AMC. I told you yesterday the beginning of the story. I told you yesterday that we started, that the medical college handed us the keys. I'll never forget Bob Friedlander, the dean at the time, saying to me, "Alan, if you can do it, it's great. If not, you know," and they were ready to let the station go dark, truly, go dark, it didn't happen because we went on the air with nothing. We had three telephones. Now we have 16. We had three telephones, and we just tried our best. And everybody did a little something. It was one of those magical times, like the Pizzarelli concert, which we're offering right now. It was one of those magical times when everybody said, "Okay, we have to save it." And now, at this moment, I offer you this. I say, that spirit either exists now or we'll lose it now as sure as we lost it the first day. That's what you have to know. We go into these fund drives. We budget the year. There are three fund drives at $800,000. Somebody called me the other day and said, "You guys are on the air all the time asking for money." We're not.
Nope.
3 to 3 weeks a year we do this. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way except that we have a chance to interact. Now, I want to speak specifically to all of you who are not yet members, and I want to implore you to come in and join the circle. Because as the circle gets wider, it gets easier. Look, there'll be people who die, there'll be people who drop out, there'll be people who leave, who love the station. And those people, if we're going to do this and keep up the best in public affairs, the best in anything, there'll be those people who we need you. That's my point. Now, there are those people who turn off the radio. I had somebody checked on the Twitter yesterday. I was interested. Twitter said, "Ah, I don't like when they do that, so I turn off the radio. Or I go to another station." And the name was there, so we checked it out. You think that person was a member? No.
No.
So in other words, listen all year long, but don't be a member. That's everybody's right. We want people to listen. And if you want to listen and not give, that's fine. That's your right. However, I am now begging you to understand the concept of public radio. There we were. And we go on the air, and in one magical swoop, 4 days with three telephones, we make $127,000 in 4 days to save the station. And I was feeling pretty good. People back in Great Barrington were slapping me on the back and saying, "Thanks for your good work," and yeah, all the rest of it. And then, at that moment, an extraordinary thing happened. I came back. The guy who was running the station, now passed, Alfred Dett. I said to him, "I love this. I want to do this." I was a professor, of course, and he said to me, "No, we won't be needing you." This is the same guy because I have to tell you, the sad story is, I had called Maurice Hinchey and asked Maurice Hinchey if he would get Pete and Arlo to come and perform. And Maurice did it. And Pete and Arlo, in their great way, said that they would come and they would perform at the Linden. we would perform at the down there. And what's the name of the city theater? Palace Theater. And I came in one day, and Alfred Dead said, "I've canceled them." And I said, "Why? Why did you cancel them?" And he said, "They're communists." Now, that's a true story. I would not tell it if it weren't true. Believe me, I wouldn't. He said, "They're communists." Okay. I literally couldn't believe it. Now, I know Arlo well, and Arlo is not a communist. And Pete may be, but in the best sense of the word, of a guy who wants to share and make America wonderful for everybody. Not the kind, the Trotsky, Lenin, Khrushchev kind. No, this guy, Pete Seeger, my lifelong hero and almost everybody else's, he didn't deserve that. And they canceled the concert. Later on, when I met Pete, I was always scared to death that he was going to hate my guts because of that. And the truth of the matter is, this is a man who has no hatred in him at all. He does not. So that was canceled. And then with the money from the successful first fund drive, Al gave himself a party at the Egg. I'll never forget it. And I had been on the air, 17, 18 hours a day, raising money. And I felt pretty good about myself, I'll be honest with you. But pride goeth before the fall. And I came to Al and said, "I want to do this." And he said, "No, we don't need you anymore. We're not, we have other people who will do this now. Thank you very much for helping." And I fell into what could only be called a clinical depression. I was working as a consultant for the New York City Police Department, and we were discussing how to clean up Times Square again. And I was doing the law enforcement assistance required wrap up at the end to see whether we had been effective. We were not, and it was an extraordinary time. I was on the train. Fredette had fired me from WAMC. I was sitting there, and I was depressed. And I said, I'll go and get a V8. I got up, and I walked to the bar car. And it was like the great computer was going on, those two big ancient computers with the two wheels going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But there was no solving the problem. I was gone, and I had found what I wanted to do, and I loved the station. And as I was coming back out of the bar car holding a V8, I don't drink them anymore, too much sodium. And there was this guy. He was smoking a pipe in the bar car. And he was silver-haired then. And now today, in his upper 80s, he's still silver-haired and a wonderful man. It was Dr. Alan Miller, and I had written a little about him on my doctoral dissertation on mental health policy making in three American states, a classic. And he said, "Sit down," and he said, I didn't know who he was, frankly. And we began to have this long conversation, and I told him about my problem, and I told him, and he had said, when I was sitting down, he had said, "Thank you for everything you're doing. And I love the show, the Legislative Gazette, with the kids." And I said, "You do?" And I sat down with him, and we had this lovely conversation. And I told him, I said, "I have, he said, "You don't look well. What's the matter?" I said, "I got problems." And he said, "Well, I'm a shrink. Tell me." So I told him the story as I have now told it to you. And he said, "I think I can help you." And I always get emotional when I tell the story, always. And my kids run from the room because they say, "Oh, here he goes again." And that moment, everybody's life has a linchpin, and that was mine. And Alan Miller looked up at me and he said, "I think I can help you with this." And I said, "How can you help?" He said, "Well, I was the commissioner of mental hygiene for all of those years, but after I left there, I became..." And this is why I believe there is a guiding hand. Something greater than we are. I don't know what it is, but but there's something greater than we are. And he said, you know, after I left being the commissioner, I'm now the associate dean of the Albany Medical College. Now think of that, folks. What are the chances that you come out feeling, going into that bar car, feeling bereft? The great computer was going on in your mind, not coming up with a solving of the problem, and you walk out and there is this man, and he stops you and you sit down. And he tells you that he is the associate dean of the very place that is giving up the radio station. And true to his word, he helped us. And no sooner did he go back to Bob Friedlander, his boss, also very much with us now, that they agreed. And I remember coming to him, and they're asking me who was going to help with the station, and I told him Dave Galletly, and they said, no, he's too young. I said, don't worry about it, I'll do it. But he's terrific. Dave's terrific. And Dave was terrific until he retired last year. And we walked, and he said, where are you going to be? And we told him that we were negotiating with WMHT to rent us space, which they did. We also told him that we were talking to SUNY at Albany. No sooner do they say go ahead and try to form this, than we get a call from a small liberal arts institution whose name I have never used on the air. And I have to tell you, they may have had some misguided priorities at the time, but they are now our best friends. And that's the way life goes. And we came in, and and they called us in, and they said, we will build you a major broadcasting studio if you come to this place. And sitting up there, it looked sort of like the Last Supper. There was a table that went from one end to the other where all of these guys, and the only great thing about it was that I did not know who they were. Because if I did know, I would have been intimidated. And they said, if you come here, we'll build you this building, but first we want to ask you some questions. And if you've heard the story before, I'm sorry, but it's so worth telling. On the third day of a fun drive. And the first guy said, if you come here, are there words you will never, ever use on the radio? And David Galletly was sitting right behind me. They had set us up, so I was sitting, and in a chair behind me was Galletly. And he began to say, well, like what? And I turned around to him, and I said, David, I think they mean like the word abortion. Don't you mean that, sir, that we'll never be allowed to use the word abortion on the radio? On public radio. I said, no, we would never agree to that. And he confirmed it. He said, yeah, that's the word because we have some clergy here and we don't want them to get upset. And the next guy said, and it was his question. And everybody asked the question seriatim. The next guy's question was, if you come here, would you change the initials from AMC to the initials of this place? And we said, no, we would not. The third guy said, would you be willing to put a majority of our board on your board? And I said, absolutely not. And the next guy said, if you're not coming here, where do you think you're going? And I said, well, we're talking to two places. We're talking to SUNY at Albany, and we're talking to WMHT, who is going to rent us some temporary space. 1-800-323-9262. He said, you're not going to SUNY at Albany. My son-in-law is the head of the college council there, and it's been arranged you're not going to SUNY at Albany, he said. That's a true story, folks. And it would be a libelous statement if it didn't happen. But since David and I were both there, and since we remember it very well, I can tell you right now, it did happen. And then the next guy up, speaking at that moment, says, and then into the room came running a state senator, a very powerful state senator from the North Country. And he said, Alan, I've sent my guys down to the education department, and you will not get your charter unless you come to this place. Now, that was the first time. I always thought I knew about how hardball was played in the state legislature, but I didn't really understand just how venal they could be. And I started to yell at the guy. I said, I'm the head of the Legislative Gazette, and I'm going to put you a picture on the front page of the Legislative Gazette, and I'm going to say how you're trying to steal a radio station and this and that. And I remember the president of the place said, Alan, they're only trying to help you. I'll never forget that. Yeah, I'm here from the government. I'm trying to help you. And each of them had something to say. And then up stood the banker who was sitting in the middle. And this guy was tall and extraordinarily powerful. He was a key banker. Small K, oh, what the heck, a large K. And he looked at me and said, I've been dealing with guys like you all my life, he said. Either you're coming here or you're not. And you tell me right now. And I said to that guy, no, sir, we're not coming here. I got up and I walked out. And David Galletly walked out with me, right behind me. And you know who else walked out behind us? Every one of you walked out behind us, and you were there with us at that day, and you are with us today, because we will talk about abortion on the air. We will not be cowed. We will not be cowed. We will not be tossed around and told what to do. Years later, they asked me if I would stop telling the story. I said, I can't. I said, I will. I'll stop telling the story. When they stopped telling the story of George Washington crossing the Delaware. You know why? Because that is our birthright. That is who you are. Yes, it's a powerful station now. And we've all made it together. But only because we've all stuck together. And when you turn around and you walk away either from an election or you walk away from a public radio station that we have all created, you pay whatever you pay for the New York Times every morning, you also have to remember that this has to be paid for. So we do it a little differently here. You don't turn on the radio and put in a quarter. And it's not like the BBC, where they charge every time you buy a radio, that money goes to support the BBC. You pay a license fee.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it's like. Here, it's only us. Go read Tocqueville and the spirit of voluntarism in America, which is what he says made America great. Go read Tocqueville. Because that's what has done it. That's why the PTAs are great. That's why organizations, that religious organizations are important, because people put their sweat equity into them. We got 16 wonderful volunteers sitting right here answering your phones. Why in the dink and the dank of the morning? Why are they here? Because they love the radio station. And you too, use that radio station, and now you know the history. And unless I miss my guess, every person who is listening right now will understand why it is so important that we finish this. We now need 468 people on 20 stations. In other words, divided by 20. Who will say, here's my $100, Alan, so that we can hear every Tanglewood concert all summer long, so that we can hear the Metropolitan Opera. And yesterday we had about a dozen people who called in favor of the opera. That was it. That was all. We had several people who called and said they didn't want the opera. That's why when you said get Moth Radio, we got Moth Radio. When you said wait, get it, and we got it. That's what this is about. That's what this radio station is. And now, it's all of us, our sweat equity, the wonderful volunteers, the incredible, incredible, incredible staff who work for not that much money, trust me on that, who are here diligently creating the best public radio station in the United States and maybe the world. And now all I ask for you to do is to call up and give anything. I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's $10,000. I do care, of course. But I'm telling you now, the only thing that can kill us is when people walk away. Or as we saw on Twitter, said, I don't want to listen to it. And then turns out they're not a member. Okay, so now, unless I miss my bet on this third day of the fund drive, we have raised $245,530. That's what we've raised. Let's finish it up, folks. Let's make it go. Let's make it go now. If you've heard my story, I beg you to get the concept. And you know what the concept is. You know what the concept is. And it is that we can't have it unless we all make it together. So now, if you call now, if you're just getting up, John and Bucky have put in their incredible gift to us. 300 of the CDs of their great magical concert when we were all there. We were all sitting there. We all heard it. We all said, this is a magical night, unlike anything that we've ever heard before, and they did it. And the audience reaction is in there, and on that CD, you'll hear it all. Or if you want to join us on the bus going down to Washington, or if you just want to say, this is my radio station, and we will talk about abortion. We'll talk about a woman's right to choose. We'll give all sides. We'll give all the issues. 1-800-323-9262. But why, oh why, every phone can't ring right now, I'll never understand. 1-800-323-9262. The passion that I have is the passion that I know you have for the station. And if you're a listener, become a member. We can't do it without you. 1-800-323-9262. It is a social experiment. It is a fragile experiment. It is something that we could play it safe and play the Diane Rehm show and not give you the round table in the morning. It would cost us virtually nothing instead of hundreds of thousands of dollars, so that the very last show on all of the air, which brings up all of these subjects where everybody can call into this entire community. If you've ever been on the round table, I want you to pick up that phone now and I want you to call and say, yes, this was it. Thanks for the movie, Mr. Roberts. 1-800-323-9262. That's what I want. And my dream is that that's what will happen now. My dream is that in one fell swoop we'll end the fund drive, and that every single person who has heard my story and heard what is up will say, here's mine, Alan. If it's a dollar, okay, it's a dollar. Because I cry when somebody calls up and says, here's my $1,000. You took my dollar, now take my $1,000. And if you don't think that cracks me up and makes me cry, you'd be wrong. 1-800-323-9262. Let's all get on a phone. Let's end this fun drive. Let's do it now. Let's make it work. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. Gene Nagel of Del Mar, New York did it. Anonymous from Cobleskill, keep up the good work. Let's get this fun drive over. Anonymous from Del Mar, New York, listener for 23 years to the great programming and non-commercial content. Wish I could say that I've been a contributor for 23 years, but I've done what I could when I could. Best wishes for a short fun drive. And all I can say is thank you. Barry called from Albany, New York. In gratitude to Alan, we have your back. Please bring back Les Show and Harry Shearer. And David Goodwin of Marlboro, New York. Alan Chartok is very effective, but can station appeal to a slightly wider audience? I believe strongly in a public radio, but I'd like all viewpoints aired. Well, we try. Jim and Kay of Chester, Massachusetts, loves the fact that WMC is one spot you can count on getting two balanced perspectives and what's going on. Bring me the last one back. Okay, I want you to hear that. Okay. Alan Chartok is very effective, but can station appeal to a slightly wider audience? I believe strongly in public radio, but I'd like all viewpoints aired. And then comes Jim and Kay of Chester, who say, loves the fact that WMC is one spot you can count on getting two balanced perspectives of what's going on in the world. And they're getting the Pizzarelli benefit concert. And are you keeping an eye on that, Daryl? Thank you. Susan Hiller of Sparrow Bush, New York. Alan Chartok, we love you. And Nancy Kahn of Sheffield, Massachusetts. I love the station, and thanks to Alan for everything. And Audrey Kiernan of Queensbury, New York. I just love the program. Getting the Pizzarelli. Chuck and Joanne Maurer of Hillsdale, New York. My husband and I enjoy WAMC. And Kathy Winkler of Middle Grove, New York. Loves the programming, enjoys the fun drive. And happy birthday, Stephen, her husband. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen. Happy birthday to you. And Patty McDonald of Albany, New York is getting the Pizzarelli tape. Alan, I'm your biggest fan. John and Bucky aren't bad either. Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. Light one candle. Okay. Anonymous from Rexford. He's sitting right here. I love this man. I love him for everything he's ever done for WAMC. And that's a lot. got to have this CD. He said, best father and son performance I have ever witnessed. He was there. He's getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert CD. 1-800-323-9262. And Tony and Marilyn called in. It's a great station, they said. And Anonymous from Albany, thanks, Alan, for walking out of that room. And Colleen Cohen of Saugerties, New York, in memory of Artie Traum, loves everything, including Alan's story about the station. P.S. The extra dollar is for the antenna. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Well, I got to tell you, we have to do this, and we have to do it now. Rhoda. Okay, I'm just going to say Rhoda. I don't think she wants her name used. I'm not sure. It doesn't say here. I have a feeling she doesn't. Okay. So I'm just going to call her Rhoda.
Yeah.
Okay, Rhoda. Rhoda called and said she will give us, now listen to this, if we can raise $5,000 in the next 30 minutes, $5,000 in 30 minutes,
okay,
she will give us an additional $2,500.
Okay. Thank
you. So, Rhoda, thank you for doing that. 1-800-323-9262. The clock goes now. 30 minutes, go. Okay, so in the next 29 minutes and 57 seconds, Rhoda will give us $2,500, but we have to do it in the next 29 minutes and 47 seconds. And Lisa Derrico is going a long way to helping that. Thank you very much, Lisa. Appreciate it very much. And Joanna Stare of Stone Ridge, New York. I love my radio station. All it gives me, I'm proud to support it, is getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert CD. Okay. And Anonymous from Saratoga Springs. Okay, Anonymous, 1-800-323-9262. All right, now let's see what we can do here. We only have 29 minutes. Rhoda says $2,500. If we can do this in the next 29 minutes, this will not be easy. We need $4,675, and we need it in the next 29 minutes. And you get the, if you can call now, $100 gets you the Pizzarelli CD, and you will not be sorry. I can tell you this. It's the best thing I have ever heard of its genre. There's nothing like it. Just these two men, father and son, sitting there together, two of the most incredible guitar players in the world, 1-800-323-9262, doing it for the station that they love. Because when Radio Deluxe is on, John Pizzarelli says, that's where the mail comes from us. 1-800-323-9262. Let's play a little of that. A little bit of the...
Here's your updated list.
Okay, yeah, okay. Let's play a little Honeysuckle Rose, okay, from that, number eight.
The song that got you to the big table on Sunday, for you Italians who know what that means, here is Honeysuckle Rose.
Folks, we start with 300. There are about 250 of these left. Thank you. got to have that CD. Got to have it. 1-800-323-9262. Well, it was a magic night. For those of you who weren't there, for those of you who were there, you're going to want the CD. We're talking about the very best of the genre. Nothing better. It's something that you will share with your children. It's something that you will give to your grandchildren. It is something that you want to hear what great jazz really is. You want to hear what love between a father and a son can really be like. And Bucky Pizzarelli would look up and he would smile at you. And every heart in the place would melt. And those two guys were going back and forth so often. Ray Graff, you hear jazz. You're a big jazz expert. Yeah, well, and you know this is really something special, isn't it?
You just feel that you're lucky the tape was rolling. I wonder if the guy, John and Bucky, have heard this.
I doubt it.
Because it's really, you could just feel the electricity. The thing I love about this is, these guys in particular, is any fool can make a funny song with funny words.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys are good enough musicians that they can make you laugh with just the music. And there were some humorous parts there.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you had to be there that night. It was there. Our own John Batchelder, who's answering phones, it's been so wonderful to WAMC here, was there, and he says it was one of the best things he's ever seen in his whole life. And now you have the chance to both support your radio station. And by the way, so you'll know, our friend Rhoda said that she would give us $2,500, but we have to raise $3,325 in the next 20 minutes. Now, folks, you get the Pizzarelli, but we need 33 of you. We need 33 of you now, and if you're going to do it, this is the linchpin of the drive. Once we get through this, we can't be stopped. 1-800-323-9262. We cannot be stopped. I need everybody on a phone, and I need you now. We only have 19 minutes to do it in. If we don't have everybody on a phone now, we will fail. Dr. Patricia Gerb, and that's unthinkable and unacceptable. Dr. Patricia Garbarg of Kingston, New York. This concert was a great way to wake up to the morning. Thanks. Getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Susie Secco of Marshfield, of Massachusetts. I'm a teacher getting ready to go to work and appreciates everything you do, especially Joe Donahue and the Roundtable. And Susie, I want to say how much we appreciate you as a teacher and all the teachers who are underpaid and underappreciated. And we now say to them, we're going to hold you even more responsible. It kills me, but we're not going to pay you. 1-800-323-9262. An anonymous from Northampton, proud to have the BBC at night, is getting the Pizzarelli concert and has been very generous with us. An anonymous from Richmondville, New York, thank you, getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Mildred Winrow of Tilson, New York, tell Alan that he rocks and thank you. No, thank you to you, Mildred. You're wonderful. And Denise and Robert Murphy of Athens, New York, thanks very much, and it's terrific. And anonymous from Athens, New York, thank you, anonymous. And Larry Roth of Ravenna, New York, definitely needs WAMC ever since Hate Radio starts showing up on the FM radio. And George White of Stone Ridge, I like everything but Radio Deluxe, like opera and the Car Guys. Joe Schmidt of Earlton, New York, in memory of my parents Joe and Paula, I enjoy the show. And Laura Foss and Kathy Saletti of Tilson, New York, in honor of our daughter Ella and daughters Ella and Tia. 1-800-323-9262. Robert and Kathleen Helenius of Gilboa, New York, I love the programming, keep up the good work, and get that new antenna, and is getting the Pizzarelli guys concert. Joan Davison of Highland, New York, thank you, Joan, you're always there for us, appreciate it very much. Anonymous from Clifton Park, New York, getting the Pizzarelli concert. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we now only need, how much do we need? 29 of you? 28 of you now. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And Ronald and Jerry Pinkerton of Scotia, New York, likes the variety, grateful for Rhoda and all the generous people. And Don Pofer, our wonderful friend from Great Barrington, who knows what's good, believe me, I have eaten at their house and they have offered tremendous meatloaf. 1-800-323-9262. They are terrific. Thank you, John Fulford.
Yeah, sign for the break.
What? Oh, yeah, got to do a break.
Legal. We'll call that the legal.
Our wonderful Beatrice Kovazny of Albany, New York, who's always there for us. Keep the opera, says Beatrice. And Anonymous from Voorheesville, New York, likes the opera. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have 16 minutes to do this in. We have to make... I need 28 of you right now on a phone. Okay, one here. Live ho. Volunteers, when you get somebody on the phone... You need a sticker, and they're going fast, by the way,
indeed,
on the Pizzarelli. There are only 300 of them.
Live at the Linda. Father-son.
Father-son. That's it, Ray. You know your stuff.
September 19th, 2010, at the Linda.
Yeah, seems like...
I couldn't get a seat. You got a seat.
You know, by the way, I'm going to be honest with you. I apologize. I could have gotten you in.
Yeah?
I could have gotten you in, and I didn't realize that you weren't...
You know what, though? I was home changing a diaper and whatnot.
I know, but I
got to listen this morning.
No,
it's amazing.
Yeah, but I apologize. I do. Ray, you're always welcome at anything we do at Delinda. Anything. You are a big part of what goes on here. I can't tell you what you mean to this organization. I'm here to testify that every day seeing your face here is a great joy.
And no, liar.
No, I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. I do get on you about some of your bad habits, as you know.
But you are.
And some of your good habits. 1-800-323-9262.
I think I know where you're going there.
Yeah, you do. 1-800-323-9262. And thank you to Gene Woods of Poughkeepsie, New York. Grateful to have the station. And Kelly Cullamy of Valencia, New York. I'm a driver. Thank you very much for keeping me informed and keeping me company. Go, Rhoda. Go, Rhoda.
You go, Rhoda.
Sherry Waite of Altamont, New York. I love the station, and I listen every day. Merrill and Orin of New Paltz, New York. Been listening for years. Enjoys everyone. 1-800-323-9262. We're going to have to do this. And Ray,
yes.
Why don't you take a second to do the station?
What we call
Ray,
the legal?
Yeah, the legal. Go ahead.
This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC-FM, 90.3 Albany, WRUN, 90.3 Remsen, Utica, WOSR, 91.7 Middletown, WCEL, 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN, 93.3 Kanajohari, WANC, 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ, 105.1 Great Barrington, WAMC-AM, 1400 Albany, and online at WAMC.org. And also, I should mention, 99.3 Oneonta, 93.1 Troy, 97.3 Cooperstown, 97.1 Hudson, 107.7 Newburgh, 103.9 Beacon, 107.1 Warwick, 96.5 Allenville, 102.1 Highland, 106.9 Middletown, and 90.9er Milford, Pennsylvania.
1-800-323-9262. You know, it's unbelievable. 1-800-323-9262. Let's just play a real short one, number 6. 1-800-323-9262. John and Bucky. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, how much do we need now? How much do we need?
False, but I've been telling this story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So good that I don't care if it's false. Switcheroony, when it says a telephone number, Switcheroony is in the song. Satin Doll. Nobody's forced on planet goes and beach. I give it a whirl, but they won't go catching me. Switcheroony, telephone number. Well, evidently, Switcheroony wasn't in the song until Johnny Mercer, who wrote the lyric, sang it to Slim Gaylord. And Slim Gaylord, when there was the break, he yelled out Switcheroony. He of Slim and Slam fame, and it's not attributed to Slim Gaylord, but he put that line in the song. Slim Gaylord had the hit on Flatfoot Fluji with Slam Stewart. You can't make this stuff up. As my wife likes to say, my father knows no one named Ed. There's Slim, there's Slam, there's Bucky, there's Zoot. So no Eds. So, but we had Slam Stewart at our house on numerous occasions and for lengthy periods of time because he lived in Binghamton and would drive down to do like a 4-week engagement at Marty's, which was on 73rd, actually on 3rd Avenue between 72nd and 73rd. It's now a Dallas barbecue. So there's no cover charge for that. It was also the home of my first date in New York City. I went with Nancy Sikowski to hear Bucky Pizzarelli and Slam Stewart. And my job when they got home was to sit with Slam Stewart and watch him drink Ovaltine and eat those Pepperidge Farm cookies, the Milanos, you know, they had the chocolate in the middle. And so he would eat, and they'd go to bed, and I would just stare at Slam Stewart. And he would say things like Voodoo-Rooney, Slam-a-Rooney, Cook-a-Rooney, and all that. Slam Stewart liked the fact that Zoot Sims called Ovaltine knockout drops. So there was always, you had to have Ovaltine before you went to bed. He still does.
Ruth, make me Ovaltine, Ruth. Get out the Ovaltine.
Everyone rolls their eyes and he gets his Ovaltine. He has kept Ovaltine in business all these years. And not the chocolate flavor, the original malt flavor is the only way to go. Slam spoke that language so much around that he would eat dinner with us, we'd have jam sessions, that my mother started to speak that language. And it got very strange that someone from Waldwick, New Jersey was saying Kisserinimo.
1-800-323-9262. What a great concert. What a great time. It's a little bit of history. Okay, folks, we have 10 minutes to do this, and we need a lot of money. We need $700, 1-800-323-9262. Sheila Boyle of Albany, New York. Thanks to all the staff and the volunteers. And Alice McGowan of Hyde Park, New York. Loves all... Oh, by the way, Sheila, our wonderful Sheila from Albany, New York, is getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Alice McGowan of Hyde Park loves all the programs, Writers' Almanac, Prairie Home Companion, Roundtable, and is getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Richard Agnello of Schenectady, New York. John and Bucky Got Me makes for a great station. 1-800-323-9262. And by the way, Barbara and Jack Van Auken have made a nice pledge here. But they remind me that if you want to get, you know, five of these while they last, you can get all five.
Yeah.
And give them to the people who will love them. 1-800-323-9262. Thank you, Barbara and Jack. Over the internet.
Internet.
1-800-323-9262. Not yet. Anonymous from Pine Plains. We love the station, the fun drive, and all of you. Keep up the good work, and we love you guys, Anonymous. 1-800-323-9262. Bridget J. Anderson of Albany, New York. I just love everything, but Miss Word for the Wise. Keep up the good work. Hey, if you can find us $120,000 to produce Word for the Wise, because, you know, Merriam-Webster dropped out, we would be delighted to bring it back. 1-800-323-9262. John Sheeter of Cohoes, New York, is getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert CD. Larry Rogers of Burnt Hills, New York. Robert Duncan of Saratoga Springs, New York, is getting the Pizzarelli Concert while they last. 1-800-323-9262. Dominic Strandquist of Hillsdale, New York. Thank you, WAMC, for existing and for bringing so much great programming. She's pledging a little something extra for the tower. Thank you very much. And is getting the Pizzarelli. Anonymous from Woodburn, New Jersey. Thanks for all you do. Alan makes community, and that's very valuable thing. And Anonymous from Cornwall on Hudson. We all enjoy the jazz programs in the evening, getting the Pizzarelli concert. Sharon Bedford of Troy, New York. Additional pledge for the antenna. Never tires of hearing WAMC history and getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Sharon, we love you from Troy. And Mike Stengel of Averill Park, where everybody's a Harriman. We love WAMC and all the volunteers. And Paul and John Sherman of Hoosick Falls getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Emmy Galinsky of South Hadley, Massachusetts. Great to wake up to Pizzarelli on a rainy morning, getting that Pizzarelli. Chuck and Kay Abraham are wonderful friends from Germantown. I like everything, but I especially like alternative radio, getting the Pizzarelli concert. 1-800-323-9262. And thank you to Marion Fuller of Clifton Park, New York, loves the station. And Melody James and Wayne Trim of Hoosick Falls, New York. I'm really enjoying the music this morning, and I really appreciate the station. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Cornwall on Hudson, New York. We all enjoy the jazz programming in the evening. And Helen in Hyde Park. I'd like to hear more jazz. I love the news, and the station is a wonderful resource. And Peter Biskin and Elizabeth Hess, our wonderful friends from Spencertown, loves the station. Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Elizabeth. We love you both. Ed Maurer and Allison Tracy, two more people we love a lot. From Stockbridge, Massachusetts, special thanks to Joe Donahue. 1-800-323-9262. Thank you to Jane Salata of Lenox, Massachusetts. Volunteers, Lenox is spelled with one N. I just wanted to point that out, as I do in every fun drive. The other Lenox, I think the China, I think is two.
There's a Lenox in China?
No, Lenox, China.
Oh.
Lenox, that's in, Lenox, China. 1-800-323-9262. And Jane Salat of Lenox with one end. Like, keep the truth going. Radio Deluxe, This American Opera. Janice and Skip Taylor of Northville, New York, getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert. Michael of Burnt Hills. Michael of Burnt Hills. Thank you, Michael. And Valerie Hippie of Ashfield, Massachusetts. Reminds me of a girl I once knew. 1-800-323-9262. Thank you for always being there.
Very good.
Thank you to... second time pledging the wonderful Shirley Gordon, who we love so much. They're for all the good work and delicious music is getting the Pizzarelli benefit concert, and Shirley, we're with you and our thoughts are with you. And Doreen and Barry Kaufman of Wappingers Falls, New York, we enjoy everything. I hope the station's going around for many years. Let's hear some more of this. 1-800-323-9262. And it's just really quite wonderful. Let's do number five. It's the Pizzarelli's gift to WAMC. We love them for it. 1-800-323-9262. It's a fabulous CD. People are getting more than one while they last, so that they can give them out.
Doubly generous. They did the show, and they said, oh, by all means, give away the CD and the drive. Incredible.
Amazing. Just amazing. Well, between Pete, Arlo, and the Pizzarellis, and Natalie Merchant, a lot of people, and Sam Waterston, a lot of people love WMC. Great thing is you never know who's playing backup and who's doing the... They switch back and forth.
It's tough. The only way you can find out is... Occasionally, John will put a couple of classic rock references in, but I'm sure Bucky wasn't playing, so that's how
I... Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that. West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Hope we get this over with soon, says John, getting the Pizzarelli benefit concert. And Maria Latore of Glenville, New York. For my wife, Maria, in Bangalore. I miss you very much. She's listening online. Bangalore?
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you to Dash Keeler of Cooperstown, New York, getting CD for his father. Now, that's something you'd really want to do.
Yeah.
Anonymous from Scotia, New York. Thank you, Anonymous. That was great, getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Sarah Cavanaugh of Albany, New York, loves Car Talk, Alan's Doctor Interviews, and is getting the Pizzarelli CD. 1-800-323-9262. And Judith Chase of Woodstock, New York. I love Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, but more music, more of the time. Long time listener. That's right, Judith, you are. And getting the Pizzarelli concert. One 800-323-9262. It's our radio station, folks. We all made it together. It's ours. Let's make it hell happen.
What a show that must have been.
Well, it was. And again, I want to apologize to you, Ray. You know, you're always welcome to anything that goes on at the Linda. Anytime. You don't have to ask. You just walk right in. You are a big part of this family. And the fact that you weren't there really hurts me. 1-800. It does.
Well, you'll get over it. I got over it. You're going
to leave.
Great show, though. Wow. September 19th, 2010, they just ordered this at the Linda.
Songbook. Actually, Satin Doll is on my current CD. A tribute to Duke Ellington called Rockin' and Rhythm, a record which isn't available here, but still available out in the world, and a major piece of work. It's actually what my father calls me at times. My father plays the solo on Satin Doll on that Duke Ellington record, and it was his first solo. It was actually his first performance. It was about a year ago after he got his gallbladder removed. He was getting restless at the house, and so my brother drove him in, and we got him to play on the record. And Martin now affectionately calls him Les Gall. I attributed it to Martin. I think that's fine.
1-800-323-9262. Elliot Mazur and Deborah Malik of Delance in New York. Can we get the John and Bucky CD from last month at the Linda? You did it. You did it online. While they last, you can have them. And they won't last forever, by the way, folks. They're going fast. Pat Davis of Boston Spa. I encourage other members of the Academy for Lifelong Learning at Saratoga Springs to join me in supporting WAMC. An anonymous from Holland. Anonymous. Okay, yeah, loves it. And Paul Vanderwerf, I believe I thank him from Chris Kingston Junction, but thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But I, no sense, no problem with thanking him twice.
No,
thanks, Paul. Patrick Latano of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, getting the Pizzarelli benefit concert. Ben Shi of Albany, New York, getting the Pizzarelli benefit concert. By the way, we are down, I believe, to something like the last 100 of these. 1-800-323-9262. Yeah, I think that's my bet. Anonymous from Saratoga Springs, New York. 1-800-323. Thank you, Anonymous. 1-800-323-9262. We have made Rhoda's match. That's very wonderful.
Right. Thank you, Rhoda.
Okay. Thank you, Rhoda. And now, and did we put that in here? Put that right in there, okay? Okay, roger that. 1-800-323-9262. Like your hair. Very lovely. Very. I really do like it. It's perfect. Anonymous from Niskayuna, New York, is getting the Pizzarelli concert. Loves most shows. What happened to Les Show? What happened? I'll tell you one more. The Loves Radio Deluxe is that we had to move things around, and we offered Harry the coveted Thursday night spot, and he refused it. And he changed the rules so that you could only do it on Sunday. And if you know anything about Harry, you know he's a man who feels strongly about what he feels strongly about. Tom and Paula Schoonmaker of Barrytown, New York, 1-800-323-9262. Now, let me tell you something about what you saw what Rhoda just did. Okay, Rhoda gave us $2,500, and she said, if you could do this in the next half an hour, I'm going to let you all in on a secret, folks, just so you'll know. She said, I will match it. I'll give that $2,500. And that comes in serendipitously. So here's the point, just so you'll all know, and it may give somebody who really loves the station an idea. There are a lot of people out there, they stop me on the street and say, I'll always be there for you when you really, really need it. And I say, what do you mean by that? We always really need it. I say, no, but if I give you my $100, and by the way, this is sort of breaks my heart, if I'll give you my $100, I'm not really, really helping you. But if somebody makes a challenge, I'm really, really helping you. Now, it's the same $100, but if everybody gave it all the time, we'd be done with the fund drive. But if you're waiting for a challenge, now the problem is there are no challenges right now. Sometimes people send them in advance. Most of the time people do them on the phone, and they're serendipitous, and you never know when they're coming. We've had several of those in this fund drive already. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, if you really, really, really want to help, and if you really have a couple of extra dollars, and you want to issue a challenge, even if it's $1,000, even if it's $500, even if it's $5,000, obviously, the more the challenge, the more that people respond to it. But I'm telling you now, I'm begging you now, that if you're thinking about making a major grant to WAMC, this would be a great time to do it. Because when somebody comes up with a challenge, you just saw it with Rhoda, and at $2,500, that ended up $7,500 in a little bit of time, in a half an hour of time. 1-800-323-926. I'm not going to lie to you. That's the way it works. And now, on the other hand, I want to also argue that everybody should give the 100, because if you just give 100 or if you give 50 or whatever you do, that all adds up, and that's the best way to do it. If you wait for a challenge, we'll be here to Christmas, next Christmas or the one afterwards. 1-800-323-9262. And by the way, the Pizzarelli, if you want to do it, this is a good time to do it, though. That's my thought. Anonymous from Medusa, where everybody thinks, this Academic Minute is a wonderful addition. We should sell it to other NPR stations. Listens many hours every day, Anonymous from Medusa, but while thinking. But I have to tell you, we never sell it. But we don't sell them.
Right.
We give them to the other stations. They play them, and it helps us in terms of getting underwriting or grants to support the show, because people in the granting institutions think they're getting more bang for their buck, and they are. Anonymous, thank you, Anonymous. I'm glad I had a chance to explain that. 1-800-323-9262. David and Joan Posner of Poughkeepsie, New York. Chuck and Diane Perro of Richmond, Massachusetts. Thank you, Chuck and Diane. David Ray of Menands, New York. Thank you for all you're doing, all the great programming at the Linda. It's getting the Pizzarelli concert. Anonymous from Port Huon is getting the Pizzarelli concert. June M. Waldman of Pittsfield, Massachusetts is getting the Pizzarelli concert. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We have to give you a little news and weather. A little news and weather, right?
I think we probably should.
And keep calling, and we'll be back. We have to do that because, really, you deserve it. We do it for you. And we'll give you the news and weather. I can give you a headline. It's raining. 1-800-323-9266. When we had a window. Our friend Grace made us a window.
Well, that's right.
So it disappeared. It used to be up there. Remember that? And it showed a scene, and behind the scene was the other thing.
Right.
1-800-323-9262. Ann Valentine from Slingerland's. Love the Pizzarelli. Thanks for the CD. Thank you very much, Ann. I wonder if they play My Funny Valentine on there. Do they play that?
Not
our Ann Valentine. I don't.
Although some of these are not.
Yeah.
Could be here.
Yeah,
could be here.
Yeah.
Song three.
Okay,
song
and
four.
My Funny Valentine.
Sing it for us.
I can't. That's all I remember. Loves the Pizzarellis. Thanks for the CD. Alice Iannucci of Pittsfield, Massachusetts is getting the CD. Anonymous from Lakeville, Connecticut, loves the station. Let's get that antenna fixed. It's on one of those things.
The interweb.
Interweb, yeah. So we do bong 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 bong. Thank you. 1-800-323-9262. Another one from Waterford. Anonymous from Waterford. Let's make sure we may we read your name on the air?
No.
Erin O'Brien of Albany, New York, loves the station and listens every day, and is a new member. Is that terrific? 1-800-323-9262. I think a new member. 1-800-323-9262. Let's play a little news and a little weather, and we'll be back.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new White House assessment bluntly criticizes Pakistan's efforts to rein in militants in the area along the border with Afghanistan. The report says Pakistan's government and military have been unwilling to take action against Al-Qaeda or Taliban forces in that region. The assessment, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, also raises questions about the U.S.-led coalition's progress in battling the Taliban. The assessment comes at a time of tension between the U.S. and Pakistan after a NATO airstrike last week that killed three Pakistani soldiers. Insurgents in Pakistan have set fire to about 24 more tanker trucks carrying fuel and other supplies to U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports it's the sixth such attack in the past week since Pakistan closed a key border crossing.
Gunmen killed one truck driver and then set fire to a row of fuel tankers. The trucks were lined up in the parking lot of a hotel on the fringes of Quetta, capital of southwest Balochistan province. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The Tehrik-i-Taliban group has claimed responsibility for previous attacks. The trucks were headed for Chaman, one of two Pakistani border crossings into Afghanistan. Pakistani officials say that now that NATO has apologized for cross-border helicopter raids, the other border crossing, which was closed last week, may be reopened soon. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to one American and two Japanese researchers for developing what was called one of the most sophisticated tools available to chemists today. NPR science correspondent Joe Palka joins us now. Joe, can you tell us more about these researchers and their work?
Well, the researchers are Richard Heck, retired from the University of Delaware. He's the American. Eiichi Nagishi, who's at Purdue University. He's one of the two Japanese. And Akira Suzuki, who's currently working at Hokkaido University in Sapporo, Japan. And what they were awarded the prize for is something called palladium-catalyzed cross-couplings in organic synthesis. But what that basically means is they figured out how to use the metal palladium to catalyze, to speed up very complicated reactions so carbon molecules stick together in interesting ways.
So how is this research actually being used?
Well, it's being used for everything for synthesizing cancer drugs, compounds that are found in nature that have anti-cancer properties, to the electronics industry, light-emitting diodes that could be used in computer screens.
Thanks, Joe. NPR's Joe Palka in Washington. A rally on Wall Street has the Dow Jones Industrial Average at its highest level in 5 months. Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist with Standard & Poor's, says Monday's nearly 200-point rally on the Dow was fueled mainly by a report showing more growth in the largest segment of the economy, the service sector, and that has eased investor concerns.
I think the biggest concern that investors had was that we were very close to the double-dip precipice, and now this economic report, as well as other reports that we've been seeing lately, sort of push us further away from that very sharp drop-off.
Stovall says whether the rally rolls on will depend in part on other economic data coming out soon, including Friday's readout on employment last month. The Treasury Department's latest estimate of what the government will lose from federal bailouts linked to the financial crisis is $29 billion. That's a far cry from the $350 billion once estimated by the Congressional Budget Office. The administration is working to wind down the bailout program, known as TARP for short. Two campaign watchdog groups are asking the Internal Revenue Service to investigate an alliance with ties to some top GOP strategists. NPR's Peter Overby reports the groups allege that American Crossroads is using a tax-exempt companion group to hide its donations.
Most of American Crossroads' cash now flows through its tax-exempt sidekick, Crossroads GPS, which calls itself an educational organization and so doesn't have to disclose its donors. Campaign finance activist Fred Wertheimer says Crossroads GPS is a sham.
Everyone in the world knows that this organization was created to influence the 2010 congressional races.
At American Crossroads, spokesman Jonathan Collegio dismisses the accusation.
What we're seeing is a lot of selective outrage.
American Crossroads was founded by GOP strategist Karl Rove. This week it rolled out new ads costing $4 million. 70% of the money came from undisclosed donors through Crossroads GPS. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
Support for weather on WAMC comes from Storm King Arts Center, an outdoor sculpture park in New York's historic Hudson Valley, celebrating 50 years, open Wednesday to Sunday. 2010 exhibitions open, stormking.org. RJ Kerrigan & Company, property and casualty insurance agent and broker since 1935, Troy, New York, 518-235-4303. Mamoun's Falafel Restaurant, serving Syrian-Lebanese cuisine for lunch and dinner in downtown Albany, MidEasternDining.com. Trans Art presenting the 11th annual Jazz in the Valley with performances by Hugh Mascella and Craig Harris, Didgeridoo Quartet, Sunday, October 10th at Hudson Valley Resort, transartinc.org for tickets. BN Communications, comprehensive corporate communication services, including media relations, marketing, and crisis communications, Albany and Glens Falls, New York, bncommunications.com. And Union Graduate College, featuring the Master of Science in Engineering and Management Systems, an 11-course degree program that integrates engineering disciplines with the core components of an MBA, uniongraduatecollege.edu. Good morning. It's 7:35. Now here's News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano with your weather forecast.
Good morning. The unsettled weather pattern continues this morning across the Northeast with a low pressure wave hugging the East Coast and an onshore flow producing lots of clouds and showers from time to time throughout the region. An upper level low in southern Ontario near London will continue to meander around and help enhance the showers and perhaps even develop a steadier rain throughout a good chunk of the day today for most of New York and western New England. As we go through time, that low will sort of lift out and take the surface system along the coast with it, but that will take some time, and it looks like rain will not wind down until tomorrow morning. As we go through the next 24 hours, temperatures will be fairly uniform, topping out in the upper 50s today, only going down to the high 40s and lower 50s tonight. And with morning showers and some breaks of sunshine tomorrow afternoon, it will not be as cool, with high temperatures eventually breaking out into the lower 60s. The system will continue to lift out through the day tomorrow, and especially on Friday as we get back to a normal weather pattern. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Friday afternoon. It'll be breezy and milder with high temperatures reaching the middle to upper 60s. Right now, the weekend looking nice as well with high pressure in control. We'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday. And if you have Monday off for Columbus Day, a good day early next week as well. With a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days, high temperatures will be in the middle 60s. By Tuesday, we'll watch the next chance of showers arrive, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and highs staying in the middle 60s. Taking a look at the weather across the country, a stalled storm system will bring another day of shower and thunderstorm action from California, northeast to Wyoming and Colorado today. Some of the thunderstorms will be heavy, producing hail, damaging wind gusts, and torrential downpours in central and eastern Arizona, extreme western New Mexico, and southern Utah. Flash flooding is also a possibility in these areas due to the extreme rainfall rates expected today. Showers and a few thunderstorms are expected in the L.A. Basin and around San Diego today. Snow is expected above 9,000 feet in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Accumulations of 6 to 10 inches are possible through tomorrow morning. The Northwest and Northern Rocky Mountains will be dry today. Meanwhile, showers rotating around the upper-level disturbance here in the Northeast will dampen eastern parts of Ohio throughout the day today. There will also be a few stray showers in northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin, and northeastern Minnesota today as a weak cold front drops through. Most of the rest of the Midwest and plains will be dry. And a few passing showers are possible from late morning through late afternoon in southeastern Florida today. Otherwise, the South will enjoy cobalt blue skies, brilliant sunshine, and warm temperatures this afternoon. Back home, for those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s. Boston, rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, breezy, near 60. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the upper 50s. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Phillip, South Dakota, to a low of 22 at Leota, Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 65 miles visibility, cloudy skies, and 34 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 55 degrees, the dew point 53, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and a falling barometer reading 30.01 inches. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 55, that's 2 degrees above normal, 0.09 inches of rain yesterday in Albany, for the month now 3.34 inches, which is 2.83 inches above normal, and 27.60 inches for the year, which is 2.21 inches below normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 54. That's one below normal. And 154 for the season, which is 105 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 90, set in 1900. And the record low, 24, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:28 p.m. 11.5 hours of daylight today, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Adirondacks and all of Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the southern Champlain Valley and Lake George Saratoga area, including Glens Falls. Cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the middle 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For interior southern New England and the lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the southern Catskills, including Middletown, cloudy with rain tonight and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s.
In other words,
for the northern Catskills and eastern Mohawk Valley, including Oneonta and Utica, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Glover's, cloudy and cool with showers today, highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy, more showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Berkshires, cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the upper 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, then increasing sun, becoming breezy, not as cool as recent days with highs in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder on Friday in the mid-60s, and plenty of sunshine over the weekend mixed with a few clouds. Temperatures both Saturday and Sunday in the middle 60s, in the middle 60s for Columbus Day on Monday with partly sunny skies, and the next chance of showers arriving Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs staying in the middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.
Support for weather comes from Linda, presenting the poetry, spoken word, and improv of Urban Guerrilla Theater Friday, October 15th at 9 p.m. TheLinda.org for tickets and information. In Gloversville Sewing Center, Gloversville, New York, Bernina Sewing Machines, Quilting Supplies, Fabric, and Sewing Classes, 800-336-9998. Good morning. It's 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now back over to Alan and Ray, standing by in Pledge Central.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. So we heard from our old friends Marilyn Bell and Lina Sherrill, and they said that they recently bought a new car and diesel and got a rebate as a result of it. We're getting the rebate, and the rebate is $1,300, and she says if we can get $5,000 in the next 20 minutes... 20 minutes. If we can get $5,000 in the next 20 minutes, she'll give us the $1,300. Is that great or what? I asked for a challenge. I got a challenge. And, of course, you get the Bucky Pizzarelli. You get the Bucky Pizzarelli and John Pizzarelli CD from the Lyndon Norris Auditorium. 1-800-323-9260, $100 or more. Or if you want to get on that bus going to Washington, we filled up three buses already. 1-800-323-9262. And what is the date on that? It's October 30th.
Correct.
29th, you get on the bus at 12 o'clock at night. 30th, you're there at 8 o'clock in the morning. 5:30, you come back for the great John Stewart rally. 1-800-323-9262, or you can sponsor somebody else at $150 each to go down there. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, we have a lot of people to thank. Now, how much do we need in order to get to that 5,000?
Well, counting what I just put in, we need to get $3,405.
$1,800 in 20 minutes. Put 20 minutes on there.
Roger.
Okay, Roger. Roger that. Okay, 19 minutes, 59 seconds. Okay, now, the Bucky and John Pizzarelli, they're running out, by the way. They are really running out. You guys are keeping an eye on that, are you, Jen? 1-800-323-9262. Will you, Jen? Thanks, Jen.
113 left? Yes.
113 left. We started with 300. That's it.
Yep.
1-800-323-9262. You're going to miss a bet here, folks. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Rexford, New York. main station you listen to, because the other stations, I don't know if you can use that word on radio. You think you can?
I think you probably could.
Should. You could. You could.
Well, they,
it's a giant sound.
Yeah. Ross Perot mentioned it.
Yes.
Time.
Okay. Yes. A different source of information, says Anonymous. Anonymous from Selkirk, New York. Always happy to support WAMC. And again, we're working on this challenge. Marilyn Bell and Lina Sherrill say they will give us their rebate of $1,300 if, and only if, in the next 18 minutes we make $5,000. 1-800-323-9262. Ed Levitt of Woodstock, New York. My favorite show is Radio Deluxe. There you go, getting the CD. James Harris Jr. of Middletown, New York. Thank you, James. Anonymous from Greenfield, Massachusetts. Thank you for keeping me awake during late night driving. If everybody who has ever been kept alive because of WAMC during a late night driver, a snowstorm, called in right now, drive is over. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, got a bong bong. Bong bong, bong bong. Okay, 1-800. Good. Okay, thank you. Anonymous from Greenfield, Massachusetts. Thank you for keeping me awake during late night driving. Anonymous, enjoy New York. Putting my money where your mic is.
Oh, I like that.
Colleen O'Connell and Joe Scott of Schenectady, New York. Please send us the John and Bucky Pizzarelli concert CD. We love everything, especially Wait, Wait, Bob Edwards on Sunday, and the new Academic Minute. And that comes from Colleen and Joe, and it is on the internet. They're getting the Pizzarelli concert CD. Joe Tom Eastley and Peter Freiberg of Hudson, New York, really likes the station Alan and Alternative Radio. And Joe Tom and Peter, we love you. Thank you very much. Well, that was a little mistake, but that's okay. Jane Shi'ai. Shia. I got you now. Jane Shia, Williamstown, Massachusetts, dedicated to Inky, the therapy dog for Lanesboro School. And thank you to Bonnie Mangiaracina, of Mountainville, New York, getting the Pizzarelli concert. And Bob and Sandy Hako of Lakeville, Connecticut. We like everything on WAMC. And wouldn't mind if LeShow came back. Tina and Dave Hepp are wonderful friends from Troy, New York. $25 extra for the tower repair. Love John and Bucky. Thanks for offering the CD and the concert. And we love you, Tina and Dave. We do. We truly do. Carol and Cy Salzberg of Highland, New York. I love listening and dozing on my lunch hour between 2 and 3. Priscilla Wing of Del Mar, New York, likes Radio Deluxe and is getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert CD. And Maureen, called from Greenville, loves the station, loves Joe Donahue. Keep up the good work, is getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert. Rachel Breyer, the great gestaltist of Great Barrington, Massachusetts, would like the CD. Rachel, you shall have it. 1-800-323-9262. Bob Meyer of Scotia, New York. Thank you, Bob. And Maureen Pace of Petersburg, New York. Keep up the good work, likes all the programs. Annette and Michael Vando of Cobleskill, New York. We are pledging for selected shorts, Mountain State, and the opera. Douglas Smythe of the Statsburg Smythes listens to the news and weather. He's older than Alan. And second pledge from David Rummel of Howe's Cave, New York. And thank you to Jonas Shartok. Now, that's the kind of thing that'll make me cry.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, the Pizzarelli concert is so special, as John is clearly beyond proud to play alongside his dad.
That's what I thought.
You read it.
Okay, the Pizzarelli concert is so special, as John is clearly beyond proud to play alongside his dad. I know the feeling. Love you, Pops, my hero. Thanks to all the great people of WAMC. Jonas, thank you. You made Pop cry. And we would like to thank Anonymous from Pleasant Valley. I would like a copy of the Pizzarelli CD. I first got to know him through Radio Deluxe, and I'm now a big fan. One more wonderful thing the station has given me over the years. And we also like to thank Mary Marcy of Great Barrington.
Our Mary. We love her.
Love you, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah. And Anonymous from Albany, New York. Thank you, Anonymous, for getting the Pizzarelli concert. And thank you to Deirdre Lieber of New Paltz, New York. Almost every day I say to someone in my family, know what I learned on the radio today. Thanks for being there. Getting the Pizzarelli Benefit Concert CD. Helen Giardella of Niskayuna, New York. Good luck to all at WAMC. Did we ask her if she wanted one, Helen? Did we ask Helen if she wanted a CD? Anybody know that?
That's one of our great scientists from the Science Forum.
We love her.
So if she needs one, we'll get her when she comes
in. Okay. Oh, yeah. Good point. And thank you to Jim and Lucille Lamfer of Colony, New York. Loves the station, listens every morning. And both of them are going to the rally to restore sanity.
They're on the bus.
They're on the bus. 1-800-323-9262. We're working on bus number 4 now.
That's a convoy.
Yeah, it's a convoy. Yeah. Big buddy.
Big buddy. Good buddy. It's 10-4, good buddy.
This is Spark Plug speaking. Anonymous from Vallejo, New York is going to the Pizzarelli concert.
What's your handle?
That must. Spark Plug.
Yeah.
See Spark Plug. 1-800-323-9262. Susan Fireman of Ankrum, New York. In honor of the Good Dog Foundation, and this is not the first time we've heard from Susan and the Good Dog Foundation. We appreciate it very much. Carol and Bill Bevlacogna of Postenkill, New York. Okay. Listen. All the time while I am driving. Thank you, Carol and Bill. We love you. 1-800-323-9262. Let's make it happen, right?
What
do we need now?
That's what we need to make the challenge.
Which is how much?
$1,555.
To make the challenge, we need a lot of money. $1,555 to make it 13 minutes. Okay.
Right you are, Chief.
You know, earlier today I called for challenges because they work.
Yeah.
You know, and here's a challenge. You know, it's not the largest challenge we ever got, but it's very much appreciated,
and it
works.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. A lot of people out there say, I'm not giving until there's a challenge on the table, and that I don't like, because then we'd never go, but, you know, the fact is, that would be wrong, right?
Yeah, it would be a long drive.
Yeah. Bernard Hansel of Phoenicia, New York, loves the radio station. Good luck. I'm sitting on Spilkes.
What does that mean?
Spilkes?
No, I have no
idea. Know what Spilkes is?
No.
You don't know anything.
It's a
chair. What?
It's a chair.
I'll give you three guesses as to what Spilkes is. Go ahead. Thing number one. Yeah. Guess number one.
Well, the person is sitting on it.
You're okay. Sitting on Spilkes.
It's not a chair.
It's not.
It's not a soft cushion.
It's not a soft cushion.
Pins and needles.
It's pins and needles.
Hey,
I didn't know that.
I don't
You're
know.
Sitting on pins and needles. That's Spilkes.
It's the only other thing I could say that I could say on the radio. So.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay. What else could you be sitting on?
Well, yeah, listen, I'll leave that to your imagination.
If you drive a truck too long, you get them?
Well, possibly.
1-800-323-9262.
Enjoy your breakfast, folks.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bernard. And thank you to Tom and Helen Nershey of Jefferson, New York. We love the radio station. And we love you, Tom and Helen. And Marilyn Bell, we thank you for doing this here. We're not quite done with that yet. Anonymous from Ghent. I knew Anonymous from Ghent. 1-800... No.
No, you will not go further than that.
1-800-323-9262. I actually know this guy.
Oh, you do?
Anonymous from Ghent. He's been very helpful. He's a wonderful man. We love him. He's getting the Pizzarelli Benefit concert CD.
Great CD. Great concert. You should have been there.
Okay, so how much we need?
This much.
We need $1,455. We only have 10 minutes to do it in.
Yep.
I need everybody on a phone now. Let's get this done. We'll get Marilyn and Linus's money. We'd like that. Instead of, you know, they got it as a rebate.
For buying an energy-efficient
car.
Vehicle, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give it to us if we can do this. Otherwise, they're going to spend it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm of two minds of that. I'd like to see them happy and spending it, you know, maybe on a great meal somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, one of those places. Or giving it to us.
Well, that's
better they should give it to us. 1-800-323-9260. Think about that. People go and they spend a lot of money, thousands of dollars on a meal. Easy in, easy out.
Yeah. Once
sometimes
it's gone,
easy
it's gone.
In, sometimes not so easy out. 1-800-323-9260.
Again, enjoy your breakfast, folks.
1-800-323-9260. Oh, here's one of them. Okay. This is the second one? Same guy. Oh, I see. He's going to sponsor somebody for the bus this time.
Oh, that's nice.
Reverend Mr. Black. And he is going to sponsor somebody from the bus. That's wonderful. Alan ruled last time. Roselle rules too.
You betcha.
Our friend, the Reverend Mr. Black. Okay, and...
going to put a sticker on there, I believe?
Yeah, sticker on there. Sticker! Jerry Bogdanowicz of Schenectady, New York, is getting the Pizzarelli concert, and Sabrina Ruggiero of Sheffield, Massachusetts, loves the station, listens all the time, and Melanie Light of Castleton, New York. I had to cancel cable TV and the newspaper, but have to have WAMZ. Melanie, we love you for
Do
that.
Do they still make newspapers?
They make them. You know the thing about the newspaper guys, I love them, you know, Ira and Rex and all like that. But they still think, newspapers are better than what we do.
They do tend to look down their noses at
us. They look down their noses at us.
Yes.
While they are sitting on Spilkus. 1-800-323-9260. And the reason they're sitting on Spilkus is because, you know, it's been a very tough time for newspapers. And we all use them. We all know that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800. Okay, it's all been checked over.
But you know, you handle yourself very well against those newspaper types.
Do I?
You fight it out with them.
I duke it out with them.
You don't take their nonsense.
Well, that's right. I love them, but I don't take their nonsense.
Right, you are.
I love Rex, and I love Ira, and I especially love Elisa. Because
she's TV people.
No, because she's a lady.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, I that's why.
Well, she's on your side against the newspaper.
Not
guys
really.
Down their nose.
No, oh, yeah. No, no. She is a she's a second vote for Rex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a proxy.
Yeah. See, after Lydia gave Rex a hard time.
Right.
Then Lydia disappeared. Had to go take care of her family and everything.
Yeah.
And Rex recruited Elisa.
Ah.
So if you listen real carefully, you'll hear that Elisa almost always backs up Rex.
So this is a Rex plan.
She's sort of like Kirsten Gillibrand is to Chuck Schumer. She's a second vote. Chuck Schumer is the only guy who has two votes in the United States Senate. Did you know that? 1-800-323-9262. Not that I don't like Kirsten Gillibrand. Anonymous from Chuck's just lucky to have that second vote.
Yeah, well, moving on.
1-800-323-9262. And Dean Goldberg, assistant professor of communication arts at Mount St. Mary's College, is loves what we do, and we love Dean Goldberg. And so. John Ostrander and Kim McCarthy of Cobleskill, New York, callers Ostrander McCarthy, wants to sponsor someone else for the John Stewart rally. They have no particular person in mind, just someone on the trip who would like to go but cannot otherwise afford it. A lot of people are doing that, by the way. That's how we feel.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing it, and believe me, we're going to do it. I mean, we're going
to
offer these.
So we need a sticker on that
and,
one.
And you need to write to
sponsor.
Sponsor, yeah. And you need to write to, where's that card? Which says
Khorn at WAMC.org or J. Wilson.
Yeah, Khorn at WAMC.org. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah,
okay.
Khorn with no E at the end.
Yeah, no E at the end. Khorn. Horn.
Horn.
Good morning. Anonymous from Niskayuna, New York. For all the jazz on WAMC is getting the Pizzarelli benefit concert. Let's play a little bit more Pizzarelli here while we're at it, okay?
Rock on.
Rock on. Let's go to number 13, okay? Number 13. Little John Pizzarelli and Bucky Pizzarelli in this great concert. If you're just joining us, they allowed us to give away 13, to give away 300. We've got about 100 left. 1-800-323-9262. And by internet, we can't ruin the internet with the bong bong while John Pizzarelli is playing.
Absolutely not.
No. Kevin Minerly and Irene Minerly of Red Hook, New York are doing this. Thank you, Kevin and Irene. And Carl Ferentino and Jeannie Caruso Ferentino of Del Mar, New York. WAMC is an oasis of accurate information and thoughtful analysis in a vast desert of media bombast. and Greg and Shirley Dillard of Belchertown, Massachusetts. Husband unemployed last year and a half, now has started own business, not yet realizing income. We have not missed a fund drive, and we're not about to miss this one. The station is important. What you do is critical. Thank you for everything. Greg and Shirley, we love you for that. That's very special. And we thank you. Anonymous from Del Mar, New York. Sponsored two bus tickets. Station is his lifeline. Another person is sponsoring. Oh, this is a very special person. A very special person. And we love him. Thank you very much. He's sponsoring two bus tickets, but the station is his lifeline. The Reverend Dr. Black is going from Ghent, is third place.
Did I give you that question?
No, which is third place.
Wow.
Third place. Mary Finch of St. Johnsville, New York. I'm just lighting one candle. Jennifer, and getting the CD, by the way, 1-800-323-9262. Jennifer V. Berkey of Kingston, New York. Without WAMC, we'd be lost. 1-800-323-9262.